Grade 8 Conference, Lecture 3. Now we're going to look further at the fourfold human being, the fourfold eighth grader in particular, in relationship to the astral body. So to quickly recapitulate qualities of the etheric body, it's anabolic, that is to say it builds up substances. It's connected to forces of heredity, all that we were born with, because of course we need to draw upon our parents' physical nature and substantiality to build up our own physical body. And because it is in a way always looking back to our progenitors, it's not surprising that the etheric body is connected with memory. And that, as Steiner tells us in the grade school, including eighth grade, is the most important capacity that we are developing. Funny, we never talk about that with parents. It's always about how are they doing in arithmetic and, you know, what are their language arts skills like? And yeah, that's all important. But what Steiner is always pointing to is memory, 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 etheric body helping it move forward. Also, the etheric body is the body of life. And I compared it to the guardian angel who is there with us dependably looking after us. That's what our etheric body is like. Modern science has identified one aspect of this etheric body and calls it the immune system. That's the etheric body in action, we might say. Now let's look at the astral body. In contradistinction to the etheric, the astral body is catabolic. It's not interested, it's incapable of, in fact, of being a building up body. Rather, it is there to break things down. Why would we have something like that as part of our nature? Well, right now, maybe you just ate breakfast, but you're not looking anything like a pig, even though you had bacon. Maybe you just finished lunch and had some delicious watermelon as dessert, and you don't look anything like a watermelon, do you? It's because we need part of our nature to be breaking down substances that we take in from outside so that they can become us. So there's this wonderful working together of two bodies, the etheric and astral, that are usually quite opposed. When we eat, the astral body breaks everything down. You know, it starts breaking it down in our saliva. It breaks it down as it moves into the stomach. It breaks it down further as we go into the intestines. And finally, it's so broken down, it's so catabolized by the astral body that it is ready to go into our bloodstream. And there it has the possibility of manifesting throughout the body in many organic processes. And finally, we could say settling down into the development of organs in their physical nature. Quite remarkable. So those of you who taught fifth grade remember the godhead of ancient India. You have Brahma, the creator. You have Vishnu, the maintainer. And you have Shiva, the destroyer. And we could say the astral body is connected with the Shiva forces. It dances. Shiva is seen as a necessary part, even a joyful part of the whole cosmic plan, and the astral body is certainly part of that. So it's anabolic, breaking things down. In fact, it breaks things down with such verve and such enthusiasm when we come to adolescence that its breakdown forces actually overtax the digestive system. And we see Children at these ages, they have lots of food issues and lots of digestive problems. And it's not just because they're starting to eat junk food all the time, as their parents might insist. It's because the astral body is working so actively. And in fact, there reaches a point where, in some cases, the astral body is so active breaking things down that the etheric and the physical cannot handle it in terms of the metabolic system per se, and the metabolic system then calls on the rest of the body to help, and even the skin becomes a digestive organ for a period of time. The young person's skin becomes part of the digestive system, and we see that in breaking out in zits, the issue of all of these skin things. And I will tell you this, and you'll see it for yourself, that if you compare a group of a Waldorf eighth grade class, like your own, if you saw those children together with your local mainstream school eighth grade class, you would see right away how much better the Waldorf student's skin looks. And one could say it's because they're all eating so well. Well, probably not at this age. They're probably eating a lot more like everybody else does. It's hard to keep them away from fast food. But it's not only the food. It's also because Waldorf education is meeting that astral body and distracting it from the metabolic system. It's kind of giving those anabolic forces something else to do, that is to say, the Waldorf curriculum, and therefore the child's skin remains much less active as a digestive organ. The children are given greater balance in their digestive system. So that's really remarkable to see that. And there are many other things that Waldorf eighth graders have simply in physical terms, which you will not necessarily see in other schools. But that's one of them. So that's how the astral body works there. That's just one aspect of it, one polarity with the etheric body. The etheric body is about heredity. The astral body is about individuality. Now, that's not completely the case, because it's actually the ego, which is not there yet, which is our true individuality. But the astral body has a way of mirroring, imitating, taking on some of the qualities of the ego. We should not confuse the two, and I'll talk about that later. But nonetheless, the astral body, we could say, opens up the realm of personality, which is, to go back to the older meaning of that, to the persona that the young person wants to take on. They want to be anything they can be, as long as it's not like their parents, as long as it's not like what the etheric body has been pulling them towards and into all these years. So they're going to try out anything. You know, they'll shave their heads, or they'll put earrings in every aperture in their body, or they'll get a tattoo, or they'll dye their hair purple, or, you know, whatever it is that's going on this week, this month. And in the Waldorf class, if somebody does that, of course, they look like a total individual, and they get everyone's attention. If you went to the mall, you'd see them with their friends. Everybody looks just that way. So, but they're going to try on different qualities of being, you know, do I want to be the class nerd? Do I want to be the class slut? Do I want to be whatever? They'll try it all. And you have to be very balanced yourself as the teacher, and your colleagues have to be balanced, and the school has to be balanced, especially if you're a young school and you haven't had many eighth grades. This can be explosive in a school, how they show up on the first day of school after a summer spent maybe, you know, in Miami with their grandparents, where they were allowed to basically do whatever they wanted to and look however they wanted to, or how they'll show up after a vacation, or how they'll just show up from one day to the next. And of course, the kindergarten teachers don't want their little ones to even see these children. They kind of hide their eyes, or they'll ask them, you know, don't allow them out in the playground. There can be a lot of very foolish overreactions that go on in young schools unaccustomed to adolescence. And you know what? There can be a lot of foolish reactions that go on in older schools, established schools, where the faculty are all in their mid-50s to mid-80s and are so totally out of touch with what's going on out there in the world that they also have, you know, ridiculous overreactions. Expel that child immediately, or they can't come to school until their hair grows back or until the dye is washed out. This is tricky. And this also is one of the issues that you as an eighth grade teacher have to face, where you find yourself every week in faculty meetings defending your class. You don't understand them. She's really a very sensitive girl. You know, she just, she read slut in a novel and she doesn't really know what it means. So you have to be careful as well that your students are perhaps a little less angelic than they were 5 or 6 years ago, and, you know, don't feel that they can do no wrong. You also have to be very much in touch with what's out there, what they're being exposed to, you know, what the latest look is. You have to look at teenage magazines and, you know, go on iTunes and buy some music and just be there, because the astral body is of the nature of the air and it's out there. It's like the wind. It's just everywhere. It blows everywhere and it gets in any little cranny, any little crack, it finds a way in, and that will come into your classroom. So it's a sign in many ways. It's a very healthy sign, something to be celebrated, that the children are connecting themselves with the big world out there. But alas, we see how little of value that big world has to give. So that's another aspect. Fighting against heredity, asserting the persona, the personality, but don't you confuse that with the individuality. You are not going to see that individuality more than once or twice. It might be a split second. Be ready, be alert, be looking for it, but it's not going to be there very much in eighth grade. They're still too young. They're still closer to being 7 than they are to being 27. So, you know, this is a big misapprehension that eighth grade teachers have, that, you know, anything their children say is so wise because they, what an individual. No, what a persona, what a personality. Very different level. It's still astral with very, very little true egoity there. Okay, the etheric body has to do with health and the sustainability of life. The astral body has to do with illness and death. And when the astral body is strong, thoughts of death arise within us. We like to hear stories that end with death. Right now, a very popular novel and film about The Fault Is in Our Stars, about two young people, cancer, suffering from cancer and their relationship with one another, with death hovering over the whole thing. Every few years, there's some teenage novel, young adult novel, in which death becomes a very powerful force and kids just eat it up and drink it up. Also suicide, that kids will talk about wanting to kill themselves. And once again, you know, legally, you've got to take steps about this. On a level of real understanding of the soul of the child, once again, this is the astral body speaking. It's not the whole child. It's not their real being. One cannot go overboard about these matters. And I can assure you, every year, there are going to be more kids in the school talking about suicide. And there probably will be a suicide now and then as well. Our world is just going that way. Steiner said this would happen because if we're putting walls up before individuals' ability to enter into the spiritual world, then people are just going to fall into despondency and life will lack its meaning. Now, it's not to say kids are that philosophical, but they're picking this up all around. They're seeing it on the big screen. They're reading it in novels. It's in video games, whatever, whatever. You know, just dance with death and go ahead. Suicide is really cool. So this is also part of the astral body. This is the language of the astral body. If the etheric forces are not strong enough, then these death forces will become dominant in a young person's life. And depression, we could say, is an aspect of the astral body overstepping its boundaries. How do we deal with this? Strengthening the etheric forces. It's hard to do that in eighth grade, very hard to do that in eighth grade. In fact, that's one thing that the students are longing for when they look back to first grade. Could we get those etheric forces, those life forces back? It's much better if the grades, the earlier grades in your school, gave them those life forces. They will get through these difficulties of the astral invasion much more gracefully than children who never had that. But in a way, if you've just stepped into eighth grade, your hands are tied in many respects. This is one of the main reasons that Steiner wanted one teacher there for the long haul, because those etheric forces would be at his or her command, that they'd be able to sort of bring them into the classroom as needed, reminding the children of who they still are, who they once were. And it's harder without that. So the astral body brings illness and death. And now the kids are getting sick a lot and their immune system doesn't seem to be functioning as well. The astral body is kind of broken into the it's crossed the moat, it's rammed the doors, it's broken through the walls, and now the child is more open to any number of illnesses. Mono is very, very much a kind of astral infusion in the child's life. That's what used to be called the kissing disease. You know, it has to do when the astral body is awakened very strongly, and the immune system isn't strong enough, the etheric forces aren't there, something like mono will arise. So illness is there. Here again, Steiner had very profound things to say about illness, that it helps us take steps forward in our life. It's very transformative. It's the sort of thing one hears more and more, even in mainstream discussions of cancer and cancer therapy nowadays. But Steiner said this is all illness. Has this quality. So in a way, when a child gets sick in eighth grade, it's showing, yes, the astral body is too strong, but the illness, which calls upon the etheric body to assert itself, that illness already has the seeds of its own healing, and it is like a soul healing. So it may be you have kids missing a week or two, a higher absentee rate than you ever had before. It's not an entirely negative thing. It's once again an aspect of the astral body. The etheric body, memory. The astral body, moment by moment, living in the present. So you see, the most dependable kids don't remember their assignments anymore. They don't remember what you just said to them 30 seconds ago. They make commitments. I'll help with the fundraising, or yeah, you know, we'll rake lawns or something. Saturday morning comes, they forgot completely. They were supposed to show up with their rake somewhere or other. So be ready for that. You have to help them find ways. You know, maybe they need an organizer now. There's this company, the Z Plan or something like that, that creates these horrendously ugly binders for students, fourth grade and up. Oh my God, I'd say eighth grade maybe, you know, if you can't find anything better than that. But be very careful about bringing too many external measures. But know that once again, that's the astral body that's at work. And the etheric body likes regularity, security, you know, the home and the hearth, heredity, all of that. The astral body likes variety and change. And this is what you find, you know, endless kind of sanguinity takes over the class. And you have to be careful yourself. And let's see how you can be helped to meet the fourth side of the adolescent, which, as I said, you're not going to see much of it, but it's important to know that it's there nonetheless. So in the next lecture, we will look at the ego.